Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Useless Energy Podcast, Episode 2. Today, what we'll be doing is going over how life is going, number one. Second, we'll be going over Hall of Famers, vacations, and fourth, overpriced things, mostly from Apple, best movies, and let's get into it.
All right. So, Bud, how are you thinking about how life's going right now? Because, you know, life is really, really weird right now with the coronavirus.
Corona, yeah.
Corona.
Okay. Yeah, haven't been able to go out for a long time because of all this stuff.
But you know what I really think it is that you're not allowed to see anyone, right? You want to hang out with your best friend, Timmy Tim, right. But you can't meet with Timmy because you have to be 6 feet away from everyone you meet.
People like to eat bats. Yeah, it's kind of serious.
I mean, I didn't mean the person eating the bat. Just think about that for a minute. Just imagine being the person
eating the bat. I think the person ate the bat's ass too. I'm pretty sure it was the ass. I'm not even lying.
It was the behind was the part that gave the coronavirus to everyone.
That's what I've heard. Yes.
Imagine sitting in your home. I started all of this.
Yeah. Well, you're dead. But.
Well, first things first. You're dead.
just think of the person. Like, you know the person. And you're thinking to yourself, my cousin started a whole thing, death troll, doll, whatever, all because my cousin decided to eat a bat's ass. Think of that. Right now. Just think of it.
Today was, actually, this week was the day that we were supposed to be going back to school for the first time in how long?
3 weeks.
Yeah, in about 3 weeks, this was going to be the first time we're going back to school. But nope, we're not going to go back to school at all this year. So we're going right into high school, and that's going to be very interesting about how everything's going to go. I especially feel bad for the seniors right now.
Oh yeah, dude, they missed their prom and all.
They can't graduate. They're graduating.
Oh, they are.
They're graduating. There's not even like a ceremony.
What are they going to do? How are they going to do it?
I think they're going to take all their tests. Once this whole thing ends, like,
well,
SAT and all that.
Well, I guess they're supposed to have their graduation party, like, in the summer or something.
Oh, yeah, they're going to have to do that in the summer.
And then they're
kind of feel bad for all
the
sports
prom
people.
For something. I'm like, oh.
Oh, that's good that they're rescheduling that stuff, because that's a big thing when you're a senior is going to.
Yeah, but
prom.
It just sucks that you can't do it, like, the time that it was supposed to happen. Like, for
us
8th graders are lucky, because we got to go on the D.C. trip, but the other
weren't
one,
we going to have, like, a 8th grade formal or something like that?
I'm not sure. I heard about
that's
it.
That's so stupid.
Yeah.
That's a little too early for that, bud. Even though some people have about 20 girlfriends by now. Those are both your hands and your toes.
Yeah.
So that's very interesting about those people and how
people
much
now
they simp.
People in quarantine are just bored of everything. Cutting their hair. Sneaking out. More people dying from the virus. Yeah.
I need a haircut.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying that real fast. You know what's actually been some sad news?
What?
There's been a recent death of a tiger.
Oh, Al Klein, yeah.
Al Klein. He was very good. He was very good. I need to get some more information about Al Klein. But let's take it over into Hall of Famers.
Oh, all right, yeah.
So, what are some of your favorite Hall of Famers right now?
I mean, personally, the one I can think of on the top of my mind, Derek Jeter, great player. New York
Derek
Yankees,
Jeter.
Yes. He
definitely
very,
won.
Yeah.
Ichiro. Ichiro was a very good player as well. He played, like, if you see any highlights, he's going to be at least one of those big highlight things.
Yeah.
Who do you think?
Let's look at some in Cooperstown. That's Baseball Hall of Fame. Have you ever been there before?
Yes. No, I've never been to Cooperstown.
Oh, great.
We were going to go for a baseball, but that got canceled.
Yeah.
Last year.
So when I look up right here, very good Hall of Famers. The top 10 most overrated MLB Hall of Famers. In top 10, we got George Kelly.
Never heard of him.
On the Tigers, George Kell. Well, yeah, I just said that.
I mean, it's hard to say if someone's overrated
or
underrated.
It's hard to say if someone's an overrated Hall of Famer.
I mean, if you're good enough to actually make it into the MLB.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole thing on its own. But if you're good enough to make it into the Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame, then you know you're at least somewhat decently good of a player. Because it's not just like some random guy sitting at a desk says, oh, I want him to be in the Hall of Fame. It's a whole on voting process to make sure to see if you're into the Hall of Fame or not. So I got some information on Al Kline. So he was born in actually December of 1936. So he's lived a really long time, about 85 years. For most of his career, he actually played outfield for the Detroit Tigers. He's won 10 Gold Gloves and 18 All-Star games he's appeared in. He was also elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame, which is very, very good for someone to get into.
Wait, hold on. I just see someone right here. It says Derek Jeter, the greatest shortstop in Yankees history, was voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame on Tuesday. The BBWAA announced he just fell short of joining the former teammate, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but as an Ameris selection, but Jeter will forever be in did he not make it? You said Jeter got 396 out of 397 votes. So
that means
is he in?
396 people voted for Derek Jeter to be in the Hall of Fame, and only one of them voted not to have him. So he's made it into the
just normal
Hall of Fame.
Oh yeah,
it's just one of his players didn't make it into the Hall of Fame with him. But there's surprisingly a lot of who do you think is going to be a next Hall of Famer?
Oh, what's his name? He's on the Blue Jays. I think it's Guerrero Jr. Very good player.
Guerrero?
Oh, yeah.
Guerrero?
Dude, he's great.
And then we could also say about Justin Verlander.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he had a bad slump when he was with the Detroit Tigers for his last few years with the Tigers. But then he just skyrocketed right up when he was with the Astros and then the other scandal and all that. But could you think Miguel Cabrera can make it into the major league or into the Hall of Fame?
I don't know. Yeah, that's the thing. He was good at the start, but the people that make the Hall of Fame were good for their whole career.
Career.
He's falling down right now.
Yeah. I mean, he's a good player. He used to be a good player. He was a four-time All-Star.
Yeah. He got Triple Crown. 2013, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's a very good player. Well, I mean, I don't want to say he was, because he still is. But his talent level isn't as much as it used to be. Because getting older and all that.
Because he's getting older. I mean, the thing about him is that he had pop in his bat, and he was fun to see just hit bombs out of the park when they had, not Justin Timberlake, but that other Justin guy. Justin Timberlake about just behind him.
Justin Upton.
No, not Justin Upton. Some other guy. Justin
traded. Justin Timberlake's a singer, right?
I know Justin Timberlake's a singer, but there was a few other good. When he had a few other good batters batting after him, they were pretty fun to actually see. But do you think how long do you think it'll be for the Tigers to actually make another playoff run? Sure? Yeah, JD Martinez.
I don't think his name's not Justin. It's like Jeb. I don't know. Hold on. I'm going to look it up. What is JD Martinez's real name? It's not even telling me. Hold on. It is still not telling me what the fuck. Is the name just... No, I swear. His name's not just JD.
It may be JD because I heard a lot of people's, like, DJ. Well, I know DJ's name isn't actually DJ.
Well, mostly people that are named DJ, like, their name's, like, Dejire or something.
Yeah, Dejire. Dejire. Okay, so, could you also think about some people that haven't actually are actually in the Hall of Fame, but they're really, really good?
Well, I'm going to let you say that one first. Who do you think?
I mean, some people, I don't know a lot of people that should be in the Hall of Fame that haven't. Maybe, yeah, Sandy Koufax is in the Hall of Fame. But, I mean, mostly players that you hear about that are from older back in the day are in the Hall of Fame right now because they've got so much hype or clout or whatever like that because for being in the Hall of Fame. Like, I know Sandy Koufax's name because Hall of Fame, and then some other people's names just because they're in the Hall of Fame.
I think favorite pitcher of mine, inspiration to be a pitcher, Max Scherzer. Great player.
But Max Scherzer isn't retired yet.
I know, but I'm just saying I think he's going to get there, for sure.
He could possibly make it into the Hall of Fame if he has a few more good years, right? Yeah. Because, like, Babe Ruth, there's people that, like, are for sure, like, no matter what, they make it into the Hall of Fame. Like, Babe Ruth, I mean, it's kind of for sure that Justin Verlander is going to make it into the Hall of Fame. Yeah. It was for sure that Ichiro would make it into the Hall of Fame. There's a lot of for sures. Right now there's a lot of people that are fighting to get in the Hall of Fame, or maybe people are fighting to get into the MLB. It's just that you have to do what you got to do to get into the places that you want to be.
Yeah.
All right. So, where's, like, and then once you get into the Hall of Fame, of course, you're going to have a lot of money. What would you do with that money? Like, go on a vacation? Where do you want to go on a vacation?
I don't know. That's a good question. I've been on vacation a lot. That actually wraps into our next topic. Believe it or not, I've never done this. I've never been on a cruise.
Really? Yeah.
I've always watched videos of them. I've watched videos of them before. Dude, they sound so fun. But the only reason we can't is because ever since my sister has heard the story of the Titanic, she just won't go on them. Really? Yeah, she's scared.
But they've gotten so much better. Yeah.
Sure.
Isn't your sister like 20?
No, she's 16.
Oh, well, close enough. But
yeah, but.
But I mean, my sister was afraid that the ship would be.
I went to Disney World like 3 or 4 times in a year. So I go to Florida.
Well, I remember my sister. We went to Arizona. My sister thought she would melt like a snowman. I mean, that's.
It's kind of debatable. Kids dream, but... It's kids having their own. Yeah.
My sister thought she'd also be eaten by a shark on the cruise ship.
Oh, that's.
Like, we're on the 11th floor of the 20-floor cruise ship.
What other places have you been on vacation to?
We haven't really gone on a lot of vacations, mostly around the Michigan area. Oh, I remember going to Niagara Falls.
Oh, I've been there a couple times. Dude, very beautiful place. I remember there's a, what's it called? It's a buffet. There's a buffet up there where you can eat. It's like it's very high in the air.
Oh, it's that big, like,
it looks like
Washington
like Space Needle
yeah. thing. Yeah, Washington Space Needle by Niagara. Yeah, I remember going up there. We didn't have the buffet though. We just looked out. What was cool because I saw this old factory right on the very, very top of the needle yeah. thing, and I remember looking out. I saw the factory, and then we were driving home from it. We passed right by that factory.
Yeah, it's crazy. And when I went to Niagara Falls, cool. I remember going that you go on a boat. You go like not you don't go under the falls, but you go like through the midst of it on a boat. It's mm-hmm. very fun.
I always want to do the barrel ride.
Oh my god, no, you know.
Yeah, I do.
It's not really a ride.
It's more of a barrel of death.
For sure, yeah.
That'd be fun. Wasn't there a kid who went over the Niagara Falls?
No, that's not
in a life vest, and that's it.
No, he was in a boat ride and he fell off. I think.
I thought the boat crashed.
Yeah,
something
like that. Yeah.
Because I remember reading a little bit about it mm-hmm. because we went in this. So they've dug all the way around Niagara Falls to put things in there. Like I think it was those turbines mm-hmm. to get electricity. So I remember going. So we went into those tunnels. We were walking, you can walk out, then you stuck your arm out, and you actually kind of like, you didn't touch the actual falls, but you touched some of the mist coming down from the fall. And then on the side, there was a plaque that talked about this kid who, with like no protection or anything like that, he flew off the Niagara Falls and somehow survived it. Have you ever been, you've been to Cedar Point, right?
Yeah, not a huge fan of roller coasters, but... Yeah, it's little rides there. It's very fun, yeah.
The little kiddie mm-hmm. rides? Little go-kart.
Yeah. I've been to Disney World. I know that's nothing, but there's some good rides there. Well, not big rides. I've never been to Space Mountain and all that. And there's a roller coaster. It's in Animal Kingdom. It's called, like, it stops and then you go backwards.
Yes, I've saw videos of that. Oh my god,
dude. That was a good one. I like that one.
I haven't been to Disney yet.
Never.
What I'm trying to get my dad to do is my mom to do is fly down to Florida, go to Orlando. No, go to that Orlando park, go to Disney, then go to like a beach or something like that.
Yeah, this summer, go scuba diving. I'm supposed to go to LA, but I want to go to San Diego. They have a lot there. I want to go to, you know what I haven't been in such a long time? Legoland.
Where?
Oh my god, dude.
Legoland.
I went there in like Florida. Like, have you ever been to? Oh no, you just said you haven't been to Disney. Disney Springs. They have a Lego store. They have a whole built-in dragon.
Ooh.
In the water. Is that a Lego? In the water.
I remember. So we were at Cedar Point. Not Cedar Point. I'm sorry, Greenfield Village. I don't get how I got those mixed up. But you know Greenfield Village. So they had this guy who built these skyscrapers, like 30 feet tall skyscrapers out of just Legos. It was insane on how much this guy could build.
Really? How does he keep it steady?
A few Legos. It's just an outer shell.
Oh, all right.
It isn't the inners. And he probably maybe has like wood in there to keep it all that. Have you ever seen like championship card building?
Not really, no.
Card tower? Dude, those things are like, you know how you try to make a little card tower and then it maybe gets three high?
Yeah.
I saw a video on one that went like three stories high.
Oh, very another good place to go. New York City.
New York, yeah.
It's
there's a lot of weird things there.
Which I'm not going to like.
New York.
You just got to watch out.
Watch out for mugs?
Yeah. There's a lot of homeless people there. But it's a great city. Go to Times Square, dude. But the souvenirs there
are cheap and expensive. Yeah.
Don't go to the first store and be like, I found what I wanted. I want it now. I'm not going to find this anywhere else. Trust me. I'm like that all the time. I understand. Don't listen to yourself. There were so much other stores, especially out more in the city. Like I found a hoodie, $40. I was like, Dad, I want this. I found it at another store for $15. Yeah, it's great.
Well, when you get in the middle, it's like, give me
your
money.
Yeah, that's where they have all their shelves and stuff. Yeah.
But there's so many ads also plastered all around you.
Yeah.
Like big jumbotrons and all that. What'd be fun to do is go for the their New Year's thing.
Oh, the ball drop.
The ball drop, yeah. That'd be really fun to go to as well.
Yeah, I've been there before. I was like 7. I don't remember a lot, but it was fun.
When I was good old 7 years old. Would you ever like to go to a private island? Like your own private island?
Private island? I don't know. You know, we should talk about that. In a moment. We'll be right back. We'll see you guys in a little bit. This is like the...
And now we're going to be talking about how Dana White bought his... bought himself and the UFC their own private island.
Yeah.
I mean, they bought their private island for many reasons. I think it's just because he wanted a place to stay for his private escapes.
Okay, is he doing this to actually have people fight again, or is it just to have the own island? Because it's happening for like just to box again, then that whole island's gonna get corona, you know.
Well, here's what he's probably gonna do. He's flying in people from out of the United States, so he's probably gonna fly people in from I don't know, like Canada. In Mexico, maybe to fight, he's gonna fly them into his own island. They're gonna have them fight do like a match for a fight. They're probably going to desanitize that whole place. Then they're going to fly their next people in so that they can actually start fighting while they're under this corona thing. But you know what also is really smart about this is now he can probably make a TV show. Like, you remember Ultimate Fighter?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there was a show called Ultimate Fighter where they took these two, or took like 10 people that wanted to be a UFC fighter. They put them all into a reality show, and then they saw who would be the best person.
Yeah.
So he could probably do something like that on this island, which would be super smart for him, get much more popularity for the sport.
But just like with actual UFC fighters, or do the exact thing?
I think he may do the exact same thing that he did a little bit ago, because that makes so much sense for him to gain more popularity with mixed martial arts and money. UFC just got profitable in 2006 or 2008 or something like that. So if he can just keep gaining profits, he's going to be able to take over the world of boxing. Because basically right now is boxing is the main fighting sport. Where UFC is trying to make their fighting the main sport. You could probably also have like private getaways, right? Do like a tourist thing, like private getaways and all that on that island. That'd be kind of cool, not to say the least.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that'd be expensive as hell though. Because doesn't he have to make like his own airport and all that? Or is it already like
probably
there?
Probably like a helicopter. They'll probably just make a helipad. It may be like an already built up island.
Yeah.
And all that. Some other things that are actually pretty expensive is Apple.
Yeah, way to get into that. Dude, over expensive. Very.
But you know what Apple also does? What? I wanted to buy AirPods. I wanted to buy my new phone. Right, okay, so I got my new phone. It's all shipped in the mail, all that, right? I want to connect my old headset. Oh, no, I have to use the headset that comes into the box. I want to charge my phone while using my headset because I was in the airport. No, I can't do that because it only takes the charger or the headset. I really think Apple is just trying to annoy you so much to buy another product of theirs. Like, I could have either bought the adapter.
Because
the two-way adapter.
They want you to have the AirPods so you can charge and listen.
Yes.
At first, they had the AirPod one, $160. I love them, dude. They had the charging case and all that, but now, for the charging case and both of them, they raised that thing up to like $200.
Well, that's because they made the AirPod Pros, you know.
No, the AirPod Pros, those were $250. Those are a totally different thing.
But I feel like they just make so many things. Like, our AirPods have been
so
out.
Unnecessary. Like, if you look up a video, if Apple was honest, dude, it's so funny.
Uh-huh, I saw those.
Dude, those are so true.
Like, my phone is not any different than the iPhone 11.
I can go back and compare it to the iPhone 6. What's different?
No.
There's no home button and the camera. What else?
No.
The battery? Okay. Yeah.
I feel like the iPhone XR is their actual only phone that looks any different than the phone the previous year. Anyone can agree with me on this. Because, first off, you have the bathtub, which is a little indent on your screen. I call it a bathtub. And then you got no home button, Face ID. The cameras are pretty good on this.
Yeah.
And then it just looks cleaner.
Yeah, apparently, so, like, you know how the iPhone X came out, right? They were going to make the XS, but then out of nowhere, the XR just came out.
I think that was more of a hidden.
Yeah, well, now, the iPhone 11, 11 Pro came out, and now they're supposed to make something, like, randomly, like the XR.
Yeah, they'll probably make an iPhone Pro
W. Oh, no, it's supposed to, and they're supposed, it's called the iPhone 9. They're supposed to be releasing the iPhone 9.
Why would they go back in numbers?
They had like a press conference about it, and they're releasing it. Well, no one's going to buy that.
Well, my thing is, what's the difference? Like, this phone and the iPhone 11, the only difference is it has two extra cameras. I don't care about two cameras. Why would you go back?
Make an iPhone 11 X, like XP or something. I don't know, but like, dude.
iPhone 11 XP double pro.
No,
triple, yeah. Quadruple.
By 2030, it's gonna be like the iPhone 19 XZ double plus pro. I don't know.
Extra large.
Right. Like, by like the 2050, it's gonna be like about the size of an iPad mini. I guarantee you.
Oh yeah, this monitor is getting bigger. But you know what? I've seen actual. I think it was, Samsung. Do you see their flip phone?
Dude, I've seen that. That's kind of cool, though.
That, I mean.
I mean,
it's basically an iPad and a phone
smart.
In one.
It's actually pretty smart.
That's the.
But
only,
at the same time, it's stupid. Like, you know.
I mean, I feel like that's what the iPhone 9 is going to be, their flip phone.
You think?
Because, no. It's like. Smart. It's smart because it's basically if you hold up your phone right now.
Yeah.
And double the size.
Yeah.
You basically got a mini iPad that you can convert right back into your phone. Like, how sick would that be to watch Netflix on that? You open up
that
your phone.
Oh, I'm watching. That's
I'm watching Netflix. I'm not watching Netflix. Oh, I'm gonna go. So I close my phone, right? And I can text someone while walking. But it fits in my pocket as well. I mean, that's another thing. A pocket sizer can have to get bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a curve of the trend because I couldn't fit, like, some of my pocket, like, some of my pants, I can't fit this phone in there.
Oh, yeah. Like, I used to go on bike rides, right? I'd have my headphones plugged into my iPhone 6. It would fit perfectly. Now I go on bike rides with my XR. It falls out all the time.
And then your earbuds fall out all the time because you can't use your regular earbuds because you put $150 into these
AirPods. Well, officially, AirPods. I got AirPods. Thankfully, but
there's like so many different takes. Like the
but with the pros, like people are like they're just making stupid stuff. I have to give credit to them. They have the silicone tips where those help not fall out of your ears and noise canceling. I like that.
That's the best part. Like if you're gonna make a whole different product and call it an AirPod Pro, I don't care. But if you're gonna make a product that maybe doesn't look any different, doesn't feel any different, maybe just a little bit bigger, right? Then I have a problem with that. And you call it like this whole new innovation and all that.
Yeah.
Like, it makes the battery life a little longer, right?
Yeah, like,
but if you're making a whole new product,
mm-hmm.
then I don't care.
Yeah, like.
Did you also.
What?
Go ahead.
People, like, oh my God, what are these AirPod Pros? They're so ugly. I'm like, okay, dude, you look at them, they're ugly. When they're in your ear, are you going to be able to tell? Because, no, you're not. Because it just looks like a normal AirPod, okay. If you take a normal AirPod right now, put it in your, like put it to the side, and, like, visualize it's in someone's ear, it's going to look like that, except with, a little shorter.
Yeah.
There's no difference. And plus, it's louder and it's better. Noise-canceling transparency mode. For, like, $50 more than $200, I mean, I'm sold, dude. I think it's a good deal.
And then, well,
I don't know. But I
the thing is
it,
that
still
but they need
$50
a...
is overpriced, though.
Do you know what I think Apple's behind on, though, is... Have you ever seen, I think it's a Samsung phone where you can put your phone up against another person's phone and then give them charge.
Yes, I've seen that. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's.
Those are, that's
like,
cool.
You know,
I feel like Apple needs to do
pads?
That. Because if they're going to put a wireless charger in my phone, but then make me pay an extra $60 for a wireless charger, I mean, at least allow me to.
Yeah,
pay
like,
out
you know those like
charge.
Little circle pads that you can just put it on?
Uh-huh.
Dude, yeah.
We have one.
Yeah.
I also have this thing where it's basically a wireless charger, but you stand your phone up. That's cool because I can look at my notifications and go right back to what I was doing.
You remember it was like a speaker. You could plug your, it was like a little charger. You remember the iHome?
The iHome?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called. Let me look it up.
Like, it's like an Alexa?
No, no. It was like... Hold on a minute. It was like...
Because you know that Amazon...
Here,
I'll you know why the Amazon, go. Like...
So you...
you know why the Amazon's, like, Alexa and all that's so cheap?
Yeah.
Because they basically sell it to you wholesale because it listens to you talk, and it can give you ads and all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like that's kind of, like, scummy.
Mm-hmm. You don't remember the iPhone? It was, like, it's like an alarm clock, kind of. There's, like, it's, like, a speaker, but... picture of it to you. Hold on, it's trying to send. All right, I just, if you guys don't know what it looks like, look up iHome. I know you guys had this as a kid. Adam, you have to know what this is. Did you see it?
I just
sent it to you.
Yeah, that's just, it's a home, it's called HomePod.
Oh, I don't know.
It's like, oh, that thing!
You remember those where, where they had, like, the little, like, charger, like, sticking up. You just put it in, like, the little, like, cubby thing? Yeah. I remember that.
I think those are for your iPod, so you plug that
in.
Yeah,
they were. But then, like, ever since the iPhone 3 and 4 came out...
Then they had actual good speakers?
But ever since the iPhone 5 came out, it was like a different charging, I don't want to say brick, but style to plug it into your phone. It used to be more wide, but now it's more little.
You know what they did? You know, for their MacBook, they made it so that there's a little...
Touch bar?
No. So the charging cable is different than the old ones. So now every time that you need a new charging cable, you have to buy a whole new one. I mean, Apple's just amazing at making you buy their stuff. And I mean... there's no difference between an iPhone and a Samsung, right? But we still buy iPhones.
Yeah, I think it's because, like, I think people do it. I 50-75% agree with you. Actually, I do agree with you a lot. But I think the reason why people buy Samsungs, people buy Android and all that, Apple, I think it's because what they grew up.
Yeah,
and started using. Like, I grew up using an iPad. My parents, they never had Samsungs or anything. They had a Verizon flip phone, but Apple, like, skyrocketed, got more popular. That's like how, like, more people started growing up with it. But then there was, like, older people who were using Samsungs, and I think that passed down to the other people. You know?
Yes, because I remember we got our first phone. It was an iPhone 6S, I think. Yeah, it was an iPhone 6S. We got it for my mom's birthday. I was so obsessed with that thing. And I knew how it all worked, how everything worked. Then my grandpa, I think, on an Android, he wanted me, Adam, how do you make a contact? It would look so different. And it was so different feel and all that than a iPhone. Was like, I can never go to an Android.
I remember in 8th grade, I got in trouble for doing something on social media. And my parents bought me a flip phone. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
When you posted that thing on your story?
Yeah, like, I posted something about, like...
Yeah, you posted something on your story.
It was like, a girl said something to me that I just said... Yeah, so... we're not gonna go back to that. But... My dad's like, no internet now. I press one button and I get to Google. I'm like, dude. And then I'm on Instagram and all that on a flip phone. Like,
remember you always, you know what my favorite thing to do is? Walk around school with a calculator up to your ear.
Yeah. I do that.
See how mad.
I do that sometimes.
And then teachers just go, Adam, give me the phone. And I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Give him my calculator.
Miss Nico CC's.
Miss Nico CC's?
Yeah. She's like, Alex, give me your phone right now. That's school rules. I'm like, it's just the calculator. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, I am so sorry. Continue the movie right now. Ignore what I said.
Miss Nico CC's is so weird. Luke, so Lucas is like hilarious with Miss Nikocecis, and Vinny with Miss Nikocecis is so funny. Just they like try to push her to her absolute limits. That's always fun to do to your dad, to your parents.
Yeah,
just push them, or your sister, all that. You just push them to their absolute limits, and once they start getting mad, you actually you kind of leave.
Yeah, you're that's like, fun, that's so I fun to do with my sister. Probably stop.
Like, I don't get how she. There's this alarm on my phone that I guess she thinks is scary. So I made that a real alarm whenever I called her. Yeah. So I called her and there was an alarm on it. That scared her so much. And then she told my dad. But I get away with so much stuff.
Dude, you're lucky.
I always blame about my sister.
It was my stepmother. Oh my god, dude. He cries about so much stuff. And then he'll blame it on me, and then about I get in trouble, but yeah.
How old's your stepbrother?
He's 11, but he acts like he's 4, so...
Oh, was it that one guy who went to the DeFi with us?
yeah.
Man. He's 11?
Yeah, I know. He's like 4'8".
Oh, we... Remember when we bullied those kids at DeFi?
We didn't... Okay.
Nah. Bullying's fun, guys. Make sure to do it at home.
Okay. No. They were okay. This kid was pissing me off. Me and Adam, we play on a travel baseball team. We're both very good pitchers.
Very good, very good.
We so these kids are pissing me off when we throw like bullets to them and then their parents are screaming at us. But then they're like, motherfucker, and they're like screaming at us, and the employee's like.
The employee's just sitting back laughing.
And then she got sick of it at that point. She's like, all right, I'm not going to hear you guys do this again. She's like, you guys are antagonizing them. Why do you think they want to throw a ball at your face? I'm like, I'll say less, bro. Like, dude, have you seen the chicks there at the bar? They got some hot employees. All right, next topic. Movies.
Next topic. Movies. What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Real Steel. Ever seen it?
No.
It's a robot movie. This guy used to be a.
Was it the boxing robot movie?
Yeah.
Is it on Netflix?
No, I don't think so. But the guy used to be a boxer and like. You put, like, a headset, I think, on, and then, like, you do boxing movement. You can use a remote control, too. But, like, you do boxing movement, and it'll go with you.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a great movie. Oh, dude.
My favorite movie is Back to the Future.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I've seen it. Like, I've seen some of it. But, no, I don't think I've seen, like, all of it.
You've never seen Back to the Future?
No, not the whole thing.
There's three movies of it, by the way.
I know. Another thing, I've never read or watched a movie of Harry Potter.
I've never watched a movie, but I've read all the books, except for the last 10 pages of the last book.
Oh, well.
And I still haven't read that, so I don't care. I know how it all ends.
Oh, thanks. But, yeah, good movies. There's a lot out there. Home Alone, Christmas movie.
Ooh, Home Alone's a good one. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Yeah. Keep the change. Yeah. That's a good movie. Have you ever seen the movie Elf?
Elf?
Elf by Will Ferrell, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I remember that movie.
He's in the woman's locker room. Don't look at me, I'm naked. He closes his eye, runs into the lockers. Oh my god, that was funny. yeah, but there's great movies out there.
And then there was, like, I've always wanted to see a cast of a movie.
Yeah.
Like how they make the movie, how they film the movie, how it's like, all put together and all that. Oh, yeah. Because
my favorite movie, like the third. Sorry for stopping you, but the third movie that I'm so happy. I think it's coming up this year, next year. Daddy's Home 3. Oh, I love Daddy's Home, dude. Great movie.
I never watched any of those Daddy's Homes. My dad doesn't allow me to watch those stuff.
Really?
Well, I asked when I was 11. And he was like, no.
Oh well, that explains it. But oh my god, Mark Wahlberg, Will Ferrell. You've never watched that?
No.
It's a good movie. You should see it. I think it's on. You have Hulu?
No.
Oh, it's on Hulu, but
yeah.
What's the scariest movie you've ever watched?
I hate scary movies.
You do? I do too, but I still watch them. I've seen a lot of scary movies. I've watched The Conjuring, The Purge. I mean, I'm not that scary, but like,
The Purge would be so much fun in real life. Like, you know, Airsoft?
Yeah.
That'd be a so fun Purge thing. Like, it's Purge, and then you have to go hunt for, like, your weapon and all that. And then you try to see who can get the most kills at the end.
In real life?
Yeah, in real life.
That'd be fun, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But only if I'm in a group. Yeah.
Only backstabbing. Dude, I've always wanted to do paintball.
Paintball? My dad used to do paintball.
Of course, your dad did everything.
Oh, no. Not really. All he did was a lot. He did BMX, bodybuilding, and paintball.
BMX?
Yeah.
Dude, that stuff's hard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was good at it. He used to do flips and all that. He got sponsored by Oakley.
Ooh.
Yeah. He got a free pair of shades, so that was cool. Free pair of shades. Movies, yeah.
Isn't there? Oh, there's this movie called The Big Bang or something like that, or I think it's called Here Comes the Boom. Here Comes the Boom.
I've heard that movie, but I've never watched it.
It's basically a guy who, I forgot the actor's name. I think it's the same guy who played Paul Blart in
Mall Cop.
That cop, Mall Cop.
Yeah,
I think it's the same guy. So basically, he needs money for something. I guess. So he decides, hey, I'm just going to go and box for a little bit in the UFC. So then he learns he needs more money. So he has to win the competition to actually be able to get that much money.
Yeah.
So it's all about how he actually wins and all that. And it's a pretty interesting movie. And then there's another movie. Have you ever watched Oh, what's his face? Super Size Me.
No, never watched it.
You've never watched Super Size Me?
No. I'm surprised of the stuff you've never watched, too.
I watch more of the smaller movies.
Yeah.
I don't like... Okay, so Super Size Me is basically this guy who goes McDonald's only for 30 days.
Alright, yeah.
And he turns up having, like, diabetes. But that's not the point. It was a good movie. He's made a second one, which totally is horrible. I won't watch it.
That's what I hate. Let me stop you. I hate when you have such a good original movie.
Yes.
And then you come out with a terrible one. Like, you try so hard that it just... No. Like, I watched something on Netflix. It's called Sex Educate. First season. It was great. It was. And then the second, it was decent. First getting into it, I was like, oh, yeah, this is going to be good. Second episode, I'm liking this. But the rest of it, I'm like, no. Just no. No, I don't like it. I hope the third season's good. I hope.
Well, that's the thing. It's like when you have a good movie, and then... Or do you know what another thing is? That you have a good thing just coming, like... You have a good scene, you have a good thing that's all led up to this scene, then they absolutely blow it on the big, like, climax of the thing.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Then they absolutely blow it.
Dude, that really makes me mad.
And it's like, if you just tried a little bit harder, you could have done it so much better.
Yeah.
Then it also makes me mad when, like, you have this boring, boring, boring part of the movie. It's like, 5 minutes of just them talking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Talking and talking. It's like no one wants to sit through that. Or have you ever seen 80s movies take a long time
for the plot and all that stuff? You know what I also think? This sometimes happens in 80s movies. Not just 80s. Like, have you ever seen Justice League?
Yes.
There was so much going on. And then they got that little... Then they had a battle at the end. And it lasted for like 10 minutes and they won. I'm like, dude, that's it?
I always find that the stuff leading up to the battle is always so much better than the battle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That, uh-huh. Yeah.
Because but I hate Big how, like, Hero the... 6.
Oh, dude, that was not Big Hero 6. That was a good movie. I liked it.
I'm surprised they're not making a Big Hero 7.
I don't know, but there was not like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, I'm not sure that's what the six meant.
Yeah, Big Hero 6, there's 6 people in the group.
Oh, yeah, that's... Oh, I never thought of that, actually. But, yeah.
I mean, I feel like... What's a movie they can make into a sequel?
What's a good movie to make into a sequel? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, what do you think?
Elf. Isn't there an Elf 2?
No, there's not. That's...
Shit. That'd be something good to make into a sequel. I feel like there should be a lot more comedies.
I feel like...
For movies.
I feel like there should be, like, more added to the life of Jackie Robinson. Have you seen the movie 42?
No. Have you seen...
Really? Oh, yeah, of course I have. You've never seen 42?
No.
Oh my god, dude, it's such a good movie. It talks about in the history how the white citizens didn't like him because he was African American, and they would use terrible words and all that. But everybody would just show how good and better he is.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that's real life too. Yeah, like people put you down, and then you have to show them that you're better.
How he was growing up, if he played in high school, did all this and that. I want to see that.
Well, that's something you can't really make into another movie.
Yeah, maybe like a documentary or something, you know?
Oh, there's hundreds of documentaries on Jackie Robinson, I'll bet you that.
Really? I have to try to look for them because I have a Fire Stick. I haven't found one.
Try like National Geographic.
National Geographic? No, History Channel probably. If any, no.
Probably. Oh, yeah, History Channel.
Yeah.
I mean, I hate, you know, there's a thing called courtroom TV.
Yeah.
It shows the weirdest shows ever. It's nothing about court. It's like, no Judge Judy. Oh, Judge Judy's going off the air, too.
Really? Why?
Yeah, it's going off the air. Because she got a better deal for a TV show called Judy Justice.
Oh, I've heard about that. Yep, I have.
That's just the worst name ever,
Judy,
I swear to
Justice.
God.
Are you serious?
My grandma would be so mad.
How's your grandma going to react to it?
Oh, she's long gone.
Oh damn, okay. but yeah, right. That's movies.
Yeah, it's a lot of movies out there. What about TV shows? Like, do you watch any, or what do you think about how all good, like, non-Netflix originals are being removed from Netflix?
Like, which ones?
Like, a ton of shows are being removed from Netflix. Like, didn't they have, like, Star Wars movies?
Yeah.
That was removed from Netflix.
Dude, Netflix removes everything, like, the day they add it. It's so annoying. Like...
No. It's not them. It's, So, Disney got Disney Plus. And I think NBC has their own thing. Pixar has their own thing. Oh, Pixar is Disney. But, yeah. So you can't have any Pixar movies. You can't have any
Disney movies. Made a whole thing Disney Plus.
Yeah, you can't have any 20th century movies.
Yeah, but favorite TV show. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's called Regular Show. Some people hate it. Some people love it. I love it. It's on Cartoon Network. I love the show.
Oh, The Regular Show. I didn't really like that one.
Dude, I love that. You know what I never watched? Steven Universe. Never watched it.
You never watched Steve? I hate that. I didn't like it.
I think I watched the episode and I didn't like it. You know another one I watched all the time when I was a kid? Gravity Falls.
Gravity Falls? Yeah, I remember
then
that.
I watched Jesse, Dog with a Blog.
SpongeBob.
Have you ever watched the show Crash and Bernstein?
No.
It got taken off.
You know what I hate about Nick? Every single show on the TV network, like, is SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Like half their time slots ran by SpongeBob. Then you got Paw Patrol in the morning. It's hilarious.
Dude, you know what Nick Jr. did? Like,
bubble got
the. Okay, you know what? We're gonna talk about. You know, let's save this for another for episode 3 of the podcast because we have a lot to talk about
for episode 3.
Let's just talk about TV shows that we used to watch. Not. Let's just TV shows we watch right now. What do you watch?
I don't really watch a lot of Curse of Oak Island.
No, I don't know what that is.
It's basically this show that there's this whole like mystery about the Knights Templar that they hided all their gold and riches on this island. So there's this other TV show I watch called Impractical Jokers.
Oh my god, Impractical Jokers. Joke, Sal, Mer,
Q, Quinn.
Oh my god, I love that show, dude.
Do you watch
it
a lot?
I watch it all the time. Oh my god, I love that show, dude. That's what I watch.
They made a movie.
Have you seen it?
No.
I'm pretty sure, like...
I want to see it, though.
They released it right when we were going into quarantine.
Oh, yeah, they caught bad luck.
Yeah. But they said they're going to re-show it.
Good.
Yeah.
I feel bad for all the movies that...
Yeah.
Are releasing right
now.
There
were supposed to be some good ones too.
Uh huh. Like no good movies are released anymore.
Good movie I saw that not a people liked. Have you seen Sonic?
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Did you see it?
I can go into a whole thing about that movie and how it's so inaccurate.
Did you watch it?
No,
dude, I liked it.
I did. Sorry. I mean, yeah, it was a pretty good movie. It just the whole idea and concept
you watch it.
Didn't. No, I did. Oh. I did. I thought you meant one of the. Never mind. The whole idea and concept of him going on a road trip, even though he's super fast.
Yeah, that's.
That doesn't make sense.
I think part of it was because he said. Like, he's gonna, like, he, like, kidnapped him or something, like, shot him with a dart.
Oh.
Remember?
But couldn't he just escape, like, just get outside?
No, because
and just
if
run,
anyone caught
no one...
him, then he would, like, die or something. I don't know. Remember? Because of those rings?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. But I thought it was a good movie. What are some movies that you saw this year, late last year?
Oh, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
I didn't see that, but I saw part of it. It looked really good.
Yeah, it was really... That was a
was
pretty
that
good
the
movie
first,
as well.
Spider-Man was black, right?
Not Into the Spider-Verse. Homecoming or something like that. Not Homecoming, but it was a Spider-Man movie. That was a really good movie. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, I watched a part of that.
Mm-hmm. Move to get out. Oh, you know what? For some reason, just came to my mind. Tell me you saw this. I hope you did. You remember Batman vs. Superman? Dude,
yes.
That was a... Oh, I love that movie. At the end...
That was a long time ago.
I know, but it just came to my mind. And at the end, they dug Superman's grave, and then his body slowly floated up with the dirt. I remember that.
Do you remember the Avengers Endgame?
I didn't watch it. You've never seen Endgame.
Dude, that was a good movie.
Cause I'm still missing two or three more Marvel movies. I wanna wait. I'm like you just saw it. You didn't even see the first Avengers. You just saw it.
No.
Right?
No, I didn't go in order because I really don't care about going in order.
Yeah, I know people that do that. But,
I mean, there's a lot of good movies and there's a lot of bad movies.
Yeah.
I mean, it just depends on, like, what you're looking for, though. I really think that is what it is.
Yeah.
Because have you ever seen the Titanic?
No, I wasn't allowed to because there's, like, nudity in it.
Oh. That was I watched the movie on cable TV where they cut out that scene.
Oh well, I watched probably haven't seen it. It was rated R. There's a couple movies I shouldn't have saw. Like, my mom was like, whatever, I know you're not gonna be a dumbass and go out in public and start doing it and all that. First, I saw, what's it called? Birds of Prey, Harley Quinn. I like that movie. Great movie. But it was just, there was so much, like, breaking bones and all that, the knees going backwards. Oh, yeah. But do you remember the movie Good Boys? The Three Boys? Yes. I saw that. My mom took me to see it.
Dude, I wonder what it must be like for the three actors.
Like, it was a crazy, it's a crazy movie, I'll tell you that. Not much more to say about that one.
Not much more to say about this podcast. Yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in for another one of our Wasteless Energy podcasts. And tomorrow we should have our next
Useless
one out.
Useless Energy. Gotta get that.
Useless Energy.
We'll see you guys in episode 3. Energy. Hope you have a great day whenever you're seeing this. And,
Good night.
Just have a good time. We'll see you in the next one. Goodbye.